Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Corey, there's a tough crowd in there. I mean, obviously you guys are giving your side on everything, but people in there, they're not buying it. What's your message to them? All the stuff that you explained today, they're not going to believe it.
Well, as I stated, the use is expressly permitted in the zoning district where the property is located. The DEC has already determined that a facility of this size will not cause a potentially significant environmental impact, and we think we've demonstrated through various studies that we meet the four applicable standards in the Town of Hamburg Code for entitlement to a site plan approval.
How big is this site?
The site is approximately 50 acres. This will be a 160-foot by 200-foot portion of that site, so a very small impact in comparison to the remainder of the property.
I know you talked about it.
It's still in operation, though, right?
This is the site of an existing concrete operation, that's correct.
What are they doing? Are they making raw concrete or using concrete to make something?
They are making concrete. They formerly made concrete block at this site. They're no longer doing that, but it is still an existing concrete plant.
I know you guys talked about the study today, the emissions that are coming out there. Obviously, they'd be up in the air, and then the wind would play some sort of factor. This is Western New York. What do you tell the people about the impact that the wind would have on the odor emissions?
So emissions are regulated by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation through an air state facility permit. We have submitted an air state facility permit application to the DEC that demonstrates that the emissions from this plant are orders of magnitude below the health and safety thresholds that would otherwise be permitted by the DEC.
Can you explain?
This is turning into a battle between your experts and their experts?
Well, to date, we are the only people that have demonstrated conclusively through experts that we will not, in fact, cause any harmful impacts, including noise, traffic, property values, and odor. The town has indicated that they seek to procure their own studies, and we're confident that any additional analysis will simply validate the studies that we've submitted.
Can you explain the whole unlisted situation that happened right at the beginning? They said that they'll likely consider you guys unlisted. What is the debate with that?
So the first step in any review of this type is to undertake the state's Environmental Quality Review Act. And the first step in that process, once you determine that an action in fact is subject to SEAKER, is to classify the action. And there are three types of actions. There are type 1 actions, which are presumed to have a potentially significant environmental impact. There are type 2 actions, which have been conclusively determined will not have a potentially significant environmental impact. And then there's everything else that's not on the type 1 or type 2 list, which are called unlisted actions. In this case, section 617.5(c)(9) of the State Environmental Quality Review Act indicates that facilities that are 4,000 feet of gross floor area or less that do not require a use variance are type 2 actions as a matter of law. We have submitted information into the record, including an affidavit from a licensed architect that indicates this facility is below the 4,000 foot of gross floor area threshold. So this action is listed on the type 2 list. It is a type 2 action as a matter of law, and that means that it will not have a potentially significant adverse impact, which concludes the SEAKER process.
Why is Hamburg the right spot from the company's perspective to shut up shop here?
So again, this is an approximately 50-acre site, proximate to a major state road, proximate to the New York State Thruway, that is expressly zoned in this town's heaviest industrial district. So this is not so much a matter of my client determining that this is an appropriate spot. This is where the town of Hamburg has directed my client it would be appropriate for them to site this facility.
What if the planning board says no?
Well, we believe that the planning board won't be in a position to say no because we have proven to them that we meet the standards. If the planning board rejects the code that has been set down for them by the town, my client certainly can pursue additional remedies, but we're confident that based upon the studies we've submitted, they will agree that we meet the standard for entitlement.
So if they say no, you'll sue the town, basically?
That would be a judicial recourse would be a possibility.
In the off season of the asphalt plant, you guys will be in court.
Well, we may be in court sooner than that, Mike.
Are you surprised at all by the reaction from the town and the village, people coming out to these meetings expressing their concerns?
No, I'm not surprised. I think that there has been a pattern and a lot of misinformation that has been disseminated that simply is not factual. I think there's a lot of fear of the unknown and, in fact, even some hysteria about what's being proposed. When you look at the facts and you separate the fear from the facts, I think that the expert studies will demonstrate that the fears that we're hearing from the community are unfounded.
What are the biggest fears that you think people are getting wrong?
Well,
about?
You heard them tonight.
Is this all social media? Is that what everybody's kind of tangentially referring to, that stuff is just going out over social media saying whatever it wants?
There has been an extensive social media outburst regarding this. There has been lots of misinformation that has been spread to a wide number of people, and it has taken on a life of its own. That's why we're hopeful the expert reports that we've prepared and submitted will carry the day.
October 16th, when you come back, what are you planning on saying at that next meeting? What do you hope comes from that next meeting?
Well, I think this was, we provided a broad opportunity for the planning board to ask us whatever questions they had of the applicant. We described at several meetings what the specific processes were that would occur there tonight. We showed them how vehicles would traverse the site, which was a question they had. We've provided answers to 3 pages of questions that the planning board submitted since the public hearing closed. We've provided them with 5 expert studies. So we'll come back and we'll continue to provide them with information. We'll continue to cooperate, and hopefully we'll be in a position to have the application approved.
Do you think this idea by the planning board to conduct their own, bring in an expert to do something, do you think this is a delay tactic by them, or do you think that this is warranted by them? Or
We think there has been a pattern of delay to date. As was discussed this evening, it's unusual for 120 days to elapse from the time an application is submitted until the action is classified. And again, we believe that any additional expert analysis will simply validate the reports and studies that we've already prepared and submitted.
That sounds like the first paragraph of legal papers.
Well, we'll talk tomorrow.
What's the name of the woman who was speaking in the front row?
The consultant on this project is Roseanne DiPizio.
Was that the woman in the front row?
Correct.
Who sounded like she owned the place?
She's a consultant working with the applicant.
Who actually owns the company?
The AL Asphalt is the name of the company.
Where are they based? Do you know?
They're based in Hamburg.
Okay. And they already exist in Hamburg?
Mm-hmm.
What was Bill's name up there?
Bill Dobler. Dobler.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.